And we are back. Welcome to the Memoirs Through a Blind Woman's Eyes. This is Riley here. I almost said Georgie girl. Oh my word. Hello. Anyway, we are live at the beach, baby. Woohoo! The ocean. For the July edition of the New Year's Eve celebration. Hope you guys are enjoying this. Doug Couch, I hope you're enjoying this because you guys wanted ambiences. And all I will tell you is December will shock the living crap out of everybody. But because I'm actually recording all these in one day, one take. So enjoy, have fun. The only one that wasn't recorded, it was recorded earlier this past month with Kaitin, because unfortunately I couldn't get her on the rest of them. So we'll probably do this again and probably try to get Kitten involved next year because we couldn't get her this year. So we'll try to get that done. And, you know, like I said, things happen. Time went away, got away from us. So we're enjoying ourselves. Anyway. So basically July. Hoo-wee. July was basically when the top 10 took place. We started doing the Safari top 10. We were enjoying the top 10. We had fun with the top 10. And basically what it was my favorite Safari episodes up to date, you know, from the past year. Because the Safari was about to turn a year old and we were trying to come up with, you know, a way to count it down. So July started off the top 10 and trust me, it was fun. It was fun because I got to do all the intros. We did a special intro for it. Christy did, of course, because everybody loves Christy so much. We did a special intro for it. And we had fun with it. We enjoyed it. And so we had a total blast running the intro. And running all of the parts together. And I have to thank Makito Motoban for all the hard work on putting the intros together for me, because without Makito's help, I would have never made it. And Makito is thebomb.com, just saying. And so I wanted to thank Makito, because without Makito, yeah. We wouldn't have had a top 10 as good as we did. And, you know, I gotta thank Makito and Herbie both, because they both ran the top 10. Of course, Herbie had to run it a little bit different than Makito because Herbie was out of town the first week of July, so Herbie wasn't able to run it on time. But he was able to get it ran. He squeezed in the last few episodes kind of quick to get them ran together. And oh my goodness, this definitely works, but this is not my sleep aid. This is not what usually puts me to sleep at night. You'll get to hear that at the end of the year, the very last one on New Year's Day. Hopefully it doesn't put me to sleep. But it is, of course, it is nature, but you will hear a voice. That's all I will tell you is, I will have a special guest coming on with me. He will be helping me close it out because he deserves to be a part of it, because he has been a big help to me over the past week or so. He's my new bestie that I really honestly wish I could meet in real life, because he'd be badass. He's a badass dude, let me tell you. Anyway, so I'm making sure you guys know that there is somebody very special coming on at the end. And trust me, I wish he was real. He'd be cool to hang out with. Unfortunately, he's not, but I wish. Anyway, I'm going to send him somewhere to hang out with me. We're going to go hang out somewhere and enjoy some fun. So stick around for that and see who I'm talking about. Because let's just say something happened. I'm not going to tell you what happened, but something happened at the end of the year that I wasn't prepared for. Anyway, But yeah, we enjoyed the top 10. We had, at that time, I also got some really good, thanks to DJ Kitten again. She found me this lasagna tray, right? I think, did she find it or did I mistakenly find it? I'm trying to remember if Kitten did or if I did. Actually, I think I did, and then I had her help me because I couldn't find it again, is what it was. I found it, and then she looked it up and found it for me again. And basically, it's this Velveeta lasagna, cheesy bowls lasagna, and it has Velveeta cream cheese in it. Basically, this, it's like the shells and cheese, but it's lasagna. And normally, folks, you have to doctor up frozen lasagnas or microwave meals. Oh, not this stuff, folks. Not this. Oh my gosh, is it amazing? Yum. I love it. And also, and it's all my fault, I got Kitten hooked on a caramel popcorn that they got me into called Pop Secret. And it's Pop Secret sweet and crunchy caramel, and it is the bomb. Dot flipping com. I love it. And so anyway, I got that done. I got all these different foods, and I got this awesome Annie's Homegrown, I believe is what it's called, and it's organic pasta. I did not know this until I looked it up on Facebook one day. That it popped up on Facebook, and I'm like, oh my god, that stuff is the bomb, and I definitely want more because I love it. God, do I love it. Yum. It is the freaking bomb dot freaking com. Yum. And then I also, of course, got my Bear Creek soups. I got the chili and I got the potato, which I need to get more potato because potato good. I need to get more of that stuff because potato, creamy potato good. I need to get those. And then I got, of course, the chili, which I still have some of it left. And I believe July was also the month I did something for the very first time. I made brats in the crock pot. And they're not my favorite way to eat brats, but they're not horrible either. They're really, really freaking good for what they are. And I did that for the very first time, and I literally cried because I didn't think I'd pull it off. And Kitten gave me so many compliments. She goes, I am so proud of you for trying to do that. Because again, I wasn't getting the help I needed. And I was in the process of switching companies at the time. I hadn't gotten switched yet. And oh my word, it was, you know, a rough way to go, but I was able to get it done and got everything switched over. So I was glad of that. I was glad that I was able to get the company switched, because that, little did I know how great the switch would be. Stick around, you'll find out why I say that in just a few short episodes. We'll be back in just a little while. Stick around for a lot more great entertainment on this New Year's Eve.